Let this podcast run your life.
Mandatory toothbrushing law. Harnessing the awesome power of zombies.
Free pony platform.
I'm a tyrant that you should trust.
It's the Team Supreme Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome, pony lovers. You've chosen to let this podcast run your life. I'm Tyler Lindsay, I think. Corey Horgan is chewing on a glow stick.
Drop it. Drop it.
In a weird twist of fate, Jackie's here. The best little whorehouse in Texas, Clayton Hunt, will join us. JC Cook is here wearing moon shoes. The man in the booth is Eric Fogelberg, twisting his knob, I believe, as this million-watt zombie-powered glitter bomb drops on your cerebellum. So quit stomping around in your third-floor apartment. Let's make this one count.
Yeah. And how, man? I get so sick of all that stomping around. Fucking third floor assholes.
I love our intro music. Can we talk about that for a second? Oh my god, it's so much fun.
We love it.
Bomb.
It's so good. Bump I jam it. To it every time, dude. I got it on full blast.
I fucks with it.
I fucks with it too, JC. How's everybody doing? Yeah.
How's it going?
Really?
Living the dream.
President of the count of four.
Yes. I'm with you, Corey. I am definitely living the dream.
To borrow a cliche from Jackson fucking Brown, I am running on goddamn empty.
JC, that's what living the dream means.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it, bro. That's like the Dallas motto.
This 70s rock moment brought to you by JC Cook.
Always. I'm always right there on point.
Yeah. I mean, what's 50 years, give or take?
Right, absolutely.
It's like stoic austerity.
I'm trying to make it to where your grandpappy will want to listen to this show too, kids.
Hi, Grandpa.
Pap.
We're going to radicalize Mama.
I don't like that bedtime story, Grandpa.
Oh, God.
All right, let's move on. What's up?
Well, we had a fucking stupid-ass election again.
God, don't remind
Didn't we?
Me.
Where I would be pretty sure that none of the above won the plurality vote again.
I heard it was vermin supreme, but...
Yeah. I heard that, too. That's
I hear
what
a
I heard.
Lot of things. That's
he won the popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the Electoral College.
Word up.
Goddamn Rhode Island.
We got to get rid of that thing.
Goddamn Rhode Island.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you, JC. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. It's fucking eggheads, liberal elitists think they know how to run our country.
Right. Well, it's step one in a two-part plan that I have to better the country. We get rid of the Electoral College. And then we get rid of the popular vote. And then that's it.
And then that's it.
Everything will fall into place.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we live in a vermin supreme dictatorship for the rest of our lives and be super happy.
I think
it's like a vermin supreme spontaneous order that's yet to be defined.
Yes. Like it's that. Coming. It's coming. Until such time as Ponytopia becomes, I think that we should just let... a stain that looks suspiciously like the Virgin Mary run our lives.
That's just me. I agree with that system. I think that's a wise and reasonable, rational system.
Yeah, I agree. Praise the Lord.
Well, yeah, after episode 11, I'm actually starting a religion based on John Hamm's cum stain pant leg.
Oh, fuck yeah.
If anybody's interested.
How pious.
Well, technically, I worship Monica Lewinsky's cum-stained dress, and so your prophet is a false prophet, and I'm afraid that we're going to have to war for the rest of our days. My grandchildren will murder your grandchildren, and we'll all live happily never after.
So happy Thanksgiving.
See, I personally worship the unstained Sahara-like panty line of Ben Shapiro's wife.
Oh my god, are we talking about Ben Shapiro?
I love dry humor. Big fan. British comedy, Ben Shapiro's wife, all of those mm-hmm. things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Not a fan.
Why let a lack of lubrication spoil everything?
That's right.
Not I mean, me. You know? Oh, Jesus, Ben.
If the Lord wanted us to be wet, he would have never had us crawl out of the ocean.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, no, what is happening? JC, he actually put a rainbow in the sky so that we would never be wet again.
That's true. It was his promise that
my wife is a
gynecologist for eternity.
My wife is a gynecologist, though. She said.
What was it? Idol labia or the devil's playground?
That's
oh,
it.
Shit.
Can't go wrong with a flaccid.
Why is this on?
Turgid. It's turgid. Oh, yeah. Turgid flaccid.
Hey, kids.
It's a new normal.
It's the vocabulary portion of our show. Thanks, Eric.
Turgid like Rudy Giuliani with a 15-year-old.
Oh, jeez,
Louise. I got to say, that guy had a big couple of weeks, didn't he?
That guy had a big couple of weeks. That was good.
He's been exciting. A busy little bee.
Yeah, we talk shit about that idiot gargoyle, and then he like goes and does even worse shit than we were talking about.
Oh my god! Like we really need to have him as a guest. If
oh, that's a great idea. I'm on board.
I'll call his agent.
JC, see if you can get him on the phone.
Just you gotta get him to promise to keep his tuck his shirt in before.
Jeez, oh my god, that was cringeworthy.
I just really want to know like how one can be anti-trans and also cross-dress with the president of the United States. But he wasn't the president back then, but I'd like to wrap my my head around that little fucker.
Yeah, speaking of people that have never pleasured a woman, what's going on with Trump now?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, God, can you imagine having him just
what?
Sweaty and what? Coked up, writhing around on you, and then his weird. No.
I try not to picture it.
Watch that image in my head. I won't be able to sleep tonight. Now
he looks like something that crawled out of a Tool video.
At best.
That's very astute observation.
Speaking of dated references. Yeah.
Oh, I love it, though. Yours is still 30 years more fresh than mine. So. What are you going to do?
This is cross-generational comedy.
I assume that you spent the last few weeks hiding out in the White House listening to the song It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To while beating Eric with a rubber hose. That's just my guess.
I think he pulled his head out of that ass and that's where all that hair color just dripped down his face when he was lying in front of the American people.
God, that was a classic. God. I can't believe, boy, if you ever wanted to destroy your credibility in one single image,
right,
that was the way to do it. And Giuliani, boy,
Oh, did you see? I didn't even see this recently. It actually, I just saw yesterday. There was like video from that same thing. And he's like sweating like a pig for no apparent reason. He takes like his handkerchief or however the fuck you say it. And then he like blows his nose.
Handkerchief.
Wipes his mouth with it, then wipes his fucking forehead and shit with it.
Yeah, he's a pretty gross fucker.
Like, in public, on camera,
no shame.
Not wearing a mask or anything, like, in the middle of a pandemic, he's literally just wiping Corona all over himself.
Oh, God.
I'm probably going to go to hell for this, but I believe that Rudy Giuliani refers to it as a snot rag.
Yeah.
Just slightly on topic, a brief aside. I was watching a documentary about Roy Cohn. If you don't know Roy Cohn, he was the lawyer that prosecuted the Rosenbergs. But he was a lawyer for the mob, and he was also Donald Trump's lawyer. And in the 80s, there was a strike of the ready cement workers, right? So in the 80s, there was a period where no one was able to get ready cement for any of their projects, with the exception of one, and that is Trump Tower, the only project that was able to get their concrete.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
The corruption is unique and perfect in New York, and it's been going on forever.
Not only that, he never paid a bill. Like, it was amazing. He never paid his lunches. He would have it all billed to the law firm. He didn't have anything, any property in his name. It was all in the law firm's name so that he couldn't be fucked with by the IRS.
These
businesses would call the law firm, and he'd get these little notes, and he'd send it back to the secretary with a like handwritten thing on there saying, no need to pay this invoice for all of this shit that he did. Yeah. Incredible, yeah. But I digress.
Does anyone want to pay for my lunches from here on out?
Fuck Roy Cohn. I'm glad you're dead, you fucking piece of shit.
Whoa, all right.
Ooh, salty.
Yeah, saucy.
Yeah, I mean, so now we have Trump just crying and whining and throwing a goddamn fit.
Getting spanked in federal court.
And also not paying any of his bills.
Meanwhile, yeah, they've done, they've done polls where, like, 57% of Republicans think there was fraud and think this was a sham election and all this shit. Like, and zero evidence, and they don't care.
Well, right. Tyler, I will say this. They are right. It was a fraud, and it is a sham election. The only thing is that where they're wrong is that it was any different than any other U.S. election.
Absolutely. Yeah,
every U.S. election is a fraud and a sham election.
Yeah, it's built into the system.
Like, yeah. That's the whole point of the U.S. government has been
fixing elections for the last 70 years, and, you know what I mean, since World War II.
Oh, no, way longer than that.
I mean,
this is before World War II. I mean, internationally.
But I support them doing that fraud against Donald Trump. I will say that.
Absolutely. I was very happy.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I mean, I prefer taking him out back and putting a couple in his head, but
yep.
And by a couple in his head, he means marshmallows.
John Hamm's giant fucking, tube steaks.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They're magically delicious.
I mean, I'm just going to do nothing but talk about John Hamm and his ejaculate from now on.
I must have missed this.
I mean, if you have a burning desire, share.
Like, this is the funny part of, like, Republicans claiming that the election was a sham and rigged and stuff. Like, in Texas, they tried to sue the Libertarian Party off the ballot. Like, they've done everything to kick third parties off the ballot. Like, look at any, and that's just in Texas. Look at every other state. Republicans and Democrats have both rigged election laws and ballot access laws against third parties for over a century.
Yeah.
So yes, this election was a sham. So was the last one. So was the one before that. So was every single freaking one, because they present it to where you only have two options.
Yeah. Ever since Ross Perot was able to make it to the debate that one time, boy, they've hated third parties ever since.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's cool, because we hate them. So,
but don't you know that back then the Republicans said that Ross Perot got Bill Clinton elected? And I actually literally voted for him out of just a shitpost vote. I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah, man, we're going to...
Hey, no, I'm telling you right now.
I did it because I knew that electoral politics have been shit forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're afraid of other voices. Most Western democracies have between 4 and 6 parties that are nationally active and have ballot access. You know, you look at Germany.
Right. And they have proportional representation and things like
that. Our system is a complete sham. And it's based upon, it's like a blue team, red team, you know?
These same people that sit and they complain about, you know what? I hate that the country's so divided. There's so much polarization. And I'm like, and yet your parties fight to make sure that there aren't third and fourth options, which would completely destroy the polarization, because you can't be polarized with more than two options. It's fucking insane.
And what kind of voter suppression is that? What kind of disenfranchisement is the fact that they give you two choices and then...
Well, because then they can, like, make Kamala Harris look good while they take Tulsi Gabbard and, you know,
shit all over.
Right.
They changed the rules in the DNC debate so that they could particularly remove her from the national spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
That was total bullshit. Great way to make Kamala Harris look good and hide an actual threat to, you know, the establishment.
Right. Even with like the national debates, like it's set up to exclude anyone else except for the Republican Democrat. Like they say, we're going to take these polls that we chose and say, if you didn't get a certain percentage in these polls, well, you're not invited. And then those polls only include two options.
Right.
Like,
right.
Well, gee, guys, I guess. That's fair. You're using multiple polls.
Fucking guh yuck.
Same fucking option. Yuck.
That was cute. I like
that. It's insane. And of course, you know, Joe Biden has won the election. Oh, yeah. And before you people think that we're cheerleading that motherfucker, just know that right off the bat, he's already taken marijuana decriminalization off the table. He's nominated a person who was pro-family separation to head up immigration, which is another just beautiful, you know, just exactly what the left want. So I don't give a fuck about Joe Biden. The only reason that I supported Joe Biden over Donald Trump is because I have faith in you fucking people at home to potentially hold his ass accountable. Like,
hell yeah.
Throw a fit. Because I had no faith in Republicans to ever do, like Trump said before, I could literally shoot someone in the head in the middle of the street and they give me a fucking medal.
Yep. Agreed.
JC, I have to say, I think your faith is misplaced. And I have one prime example. The anti-war left in 2009.
Please don't get me started on that. I was one of them.
As soon as the Republicans out of office, well, I guess suddenly war's cool again.
Right, but the difference was they thought, oh, hey, here's this guy that promised hope and change. We've got the first black president that's got to mean something, right? We've got him. Like, he's going to change the world. We've got crusty old child-sniffing Joe. Like, there was no Antifa back then, and, you know, Occupy Wall Street was born during Obama's presidency. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I think that a lot of them have changed. I think that a lot of people held their nose and voted for Touchy Joe. Right. And I think that even if they don't, enough of them will drop off. And we'll just scoop those motherfuckers right up. And people, I use motherfucker as a compliment in this particular
hell
instance.
Yeah.
Like, you motherfuckers are my motherfuckers.
It's deferential. It's like a sign of respect.
I have no faith in the Democratic base, but I have some faith in the pissed off and disaffected people on the left to come to their fucking senses and Do an anarchy with me, please.
Right.
Do an anarchy with me. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
And with that, I relinquish my soapbox.
I mean, are we done with Trump, or do we want to talk more about this?
No.
Okay, yeah. I mean, because really, like, that guy should have pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
Right.
And Alex Trebek just died from it.
I can't even believe that.
He should be our president.
He should be our president.
Maybe he's the secretary of game shows or something.
He should be our Canadian president, yeah.
I've never been a too soon kind of a fella, but too fucking soon, man.
Yeah, like, seriously.
The one thing that you had to look forward to on days when you were sick and couldn't go to school. Like, you sit there and suffer through The Price is Right and fucking Nick Jr. and all that garbage. Just so you could get to 3 o'clock when you would finally get some Jeopardy. Because it was always on too early for me to watch it after school. And
what, you weren't watching Springer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Springer. I watched that when I stayed home from school. I forget about Springer
sometime. I have this, like, Caucasian garbage filter, like, that I've developed in my brain over the years.
So maybe I come from, like, a slightly younger generation, but my daytime, you know, TV show watching was Maury.
I like Maury.
Oh God, yes.
Oh Maury.
As a
terrible,
kid,
terrible though. That's a terrible show.
I developed an idea, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to go on Maury with a child that I knew was not mine. Like, I knew was what I had no genetic connection to, and be like, Maury, I'm a million trillion billion quadrillion percent sure I am not that baby's father.
Yes.
Fact. I have $10,000 here. I bet you I am not that child's father. So I could, you know, go on there and
do the baby daddy dance.
Clean out Maury's
not the baby daddy dance.
Baby daddy dance.
Oh my God. Can we have that, just making a mental show note?
Sure.
Could we have an extra for the Patreon where Clayton Hunt like does his not the baby daddy dance?
Yep.
I think I would pay to see it.
It's usually some sort of the butterfly or the Tootsie Roll.
We just have to play Who Let the Dogs Out on the Kazoo. It was always Who Let the Dogs Out for whatever reason. These motherfuckers be moonwalking, doing the whole Billie Jean dance on the stage with Maury Povich.
Fucking Maury.
A girl that I grew up with in school, one day I was sick with the flu at home, and I turned on, Maury Povich came on, and there she was on Maury Povich. And I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to be mean or anything like that, but oh boy, it was wild.
Boy, oh boy.
You missed Morton Downey Jr., right? That's... that was some taking class.
Dude, that was the good old days when you could just smoke on TV for no
That's
reason.
That's where I first saw Ron Paul. I saw Ron Paul the first time ever.
I mean, yeah, that's all trash, but so Jeopardy that's what was. I always thought was strange. So I guess Jeopardy was syndicated or something, but in Dallas, it came on at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
And I'm like, how are like smart, you know, employed people watching Jeopardy all the time? Like, this is before DVR and stuff, too.
Right.
So I'm like, are they videotaping Jeopardy and watching it? Like, it never made any sense to me. Like, how are these people watching this show if it's on in the middle of the afternoon?
Right, it was way too early.
Like, so it's wall-to-wall trash and horrible judge shows and shit. Like, the fine print scrolls by and it's like, oh, by the way, this person is not a judge and nothing they say say matters in the court of law.
It's not legally binding at all. It's all bullshit.
All of these people are paid actors. I had a friend that was on one of those shows, and it blew my mind when I found out that it was all bullshit.
Yeah, it's an
eye-opener. It blows my mind that there are human beings that are so hard up for fucking work that they will do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy got paid big money for being on that show.
Because you know some fucking slack-jawed moron sees you at the grocery store like, oh, you was on fucking Judge Judy or whatever. Like,
she told you.
Yeah, yeah. You got took. And you're like, I sent my headshots in. Like, for real.
Let me tell you, what did you do after she made you pay that $300? How'd you make it? Yeah.
There was a time when television was informative. Now it's distracting and dumbing down.
When I saw that they put Jeopardy on Netflix, I was a very happy boy. Very, very happy. Yeah. Going back and watching like the classics, fucking Ken Jennings and those other assholes.
We'll have to check that out because there's a mythical... there's a mythical thing out there that says that Vermin Supreme was an answer on Jeopardy one time.
I've heard that.
I actually heard can't it too, find I think it might the have footage. Been a meme.
Well, yeah, there was the meme, but
can we put out a challenge to the viewers? Like, if you can find us the episode and tell us which episode it was, because we're always looking for it. If you can find it, maybe we can like send them a keychain or something. Like,
if it exists, yeah. If it exists.
Yeah.
I will send you a authentic John Hamm cum stained pant leg.
Those are getting rare. They're getting rare. That's almost like gold. It's not quite silver, but it's almost gold.
We call them blessed garments.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on coming.
You say it's white gold.
Yeah, yeah. And it tastes great, and it's less filling.
Yes, much less.
My word.
It, you know, Splenda blows that shit right out of the water.
Okay.
Anyway, so they've got to replace Trebek, and I thought it would be fun for us to kind of come up with who might be a worthy, you know, worthy to follow in his footsteps. So I was going to put 5 minutes on the clock, and you all have to answer in the form of a question, because duh. Yeah,
okay. Question?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, cool. I like this. This is going to make me very happy.
Okay.
All right. The clock is running. The answer is, this person is replacing Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. Clayton?
Who is Sean Connery? Even though he's also dead.
He died right before Alex Trebek.
I got one. Like,
oh my God, Clayton, that was gold.
JC?
Who is Rudy Giuliani's hairstylist? Because that person is the king of my heart right now. Or queen of my heart.
All right. Jackie.
John Cena.
I'm sorry, but you did not answer.
That is not a question. You, you did not say who is
sorry. John. Sorry. Damn John it. Cena. Damn it.
Dadgum.
Who is John Cena?
What is this song? I don't. What's
that's
going
his
on?
Ring it's intro music. Me.
Oh, yeah. Y'all watch that garbage?
You fucking.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to keep up with the memes, bro.
If John Cena did take the position, though, you wouldn't even be able to see him.
I know.
I'm going to pee my pants. We got to move
There's
on.
There's a whole John Cena meme.
John Cena.
Corey, do you have one?
Yeah.
Who is Vermin Supreme?
Oh, good one.
Available on Vimeo.
That's amazing. A good one, Corey.
That shit's good.
Yeah. Overachiever.
Yeah, check that shit out.
Vermin just be like, I don't know if that's right or not.
I'm sorry, the answer was ponies.
It's always ponies.
Free ponies for all Americans.
We also would have accepted mandatory toothbrushing.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Eric, do you have one?
I don't. I don't know.
No, dude,
I was going to say Rush Limbaugh, hopefully soon.
There's like some death curse on Jeopardy now, so we're like trying to shove people in there.
Rush
like,
Limbaugh could replace. If he could replace Alex in the afterlife, that'd be awesome.
Tyler, I got the perfect person. He's great. He's recently out of work and looking for a new job. The best. Oh, no. Who is
my God?
Your 45th president, Donald Trump.
He has Ooh. Really, really good words. He has the best
throw
words.
Throw it away.
I want right. to say... Who is Gilbert Godfrey?
Because it would be wonderful to have him on this show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yes, I am a huge fan.
I would watch the shit out
oh
of Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh my God! Yes, and put Norm Macdonald on there though.
Oh, no,
that's
God,
a good one.
Yeah.
I love Norm Macdonald. Great one. That's a good one. But,
dude, they could tag team that shit.
My joke answer is, who is John Hamm and his gorgeous trouser snake?
That's a good one, John Hamm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, who is, and this is a triple, who is Neil Cavuto, Kermit the Frog, and Harold Ramis all together?
Oh, wow, my head just exploded.
There's like pink mist floating all around me.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty great. We got 50 seconds. Y'all got any more?
Come on, Jackie.
I already said John Cena.
How about Don't Alex Jones?
Oh,
throwing in there.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson. I changed my mind.
None of the answers. Oh, Neil.
Who is Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You asked me to answer, and now you don't like my answer.
He'd be like, well, actually.
Yo, he's such a well, actually typed guy.
Ooh.
Well, actually.
And that's what I was going to say about Alex Jones. Like, none of the answers would be correct. Yeah,
and he would always
correct.
Now it's a government conspiracy.
Every single one of the video questions would be Paul Joseph Watson.
This episode of Jeopardy brought to you by Superman Vitality.
Superman Vitality.
Caveman. Very delicious.
It tastes like shit. Very war and peace, you idiot.
Oh my goodness.
Is that our...
Getting exciting.
All right, we're done. Woo!
Yay, team.
That was fucking successful.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so you guys can make that
O-P-E-R-Y
Jeopardy. J-O.
No, it's R-S-T-L... An E. An E. If I recall correctly. Yeah. Those are the letters that they always give you on Wheel of Fortune, which is not Jeopardy.
Very good. Good job.
Y'all, I really am kind of starting to think that Pat Sajak actually is like addicted to adrenochrome and like killing children and bathing in their blood. What the fuck? For real, dude.
What?
This episode of Let This Podcast Run Your Life is brought to you in part by Thin Blue Line, the game, a one-of-a-kind law enforcement simulation card game that puts the law in your dirty hands. Do you have what it takes to cheat your way to the top? Pick up a copy today at VerminSupreme2020.com and find out.
In case y'all haven't heard yet, we are part of the new, brand spanking new, and beautiful Vermin Supreme Patreon. And
what's
there
a Patreon?
You can go and pledge to give a little bit every month to make sure all the things that Vermin's doing, that we're doing, that the things we're planning to do actually go off and be a part of it, have some input in it, see, you know, it in its infancy and then, you know, growing and get part of it when it's done. So we've got the podcast, obviously. This is episode 13, so we're trucking right along with, you know, little hiccups here and there, like heart attacks and stuff, but...
Oh, and, no.
You know,
and
all
COVID.
That.
And COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Quite
yeah,
the hiccup.
I mean, we've stopped talking about COVID because it's just so, you know... Blah,
been right, you that. People.
It's the
know
new normal.
Yeah, that's what that's what Zales told me. It's the new normal.
It's so 2021.
Yeah.
It's actually leading to the Vermin Cinematic Universe.
Ooh, it is. It is.
There's going to be blockbuster releases every summer.
Yeah. Jon Favreau will be directing us to stop calling him.
Yeah, we'll be like the WandaVision of the whole thing, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
The good news is you can get more of this inanity by joining the Patreon. All right.
We're having a great time.
So we've got these little segments that we're coming up with, and we thought we'd do some as a preview for our listeners and let you know what special stuff you'll get as a patron. And I think Jackie's going to go first. She's got...
Hello. We're going to talk about some games today. The new PS5 versus the Xbox. I have a couple questions and a couple stories that I'm looking forward to hearing from our viewers. The first main question is, are you Team Xbox or are you Team PS5 and why? And then, I don't know if you've seen online, but there's been a lot of video surfacing of the new PlayStation on fire or... smoking up, and it's
oh shit!
It's been people blowing.
Haven't all of them been catching on fire?
Yes, but no. Honestly, so it's actually just people blowing vape smoke or vape, you know, into their
those
system.
Tricky vapors.
And
why it needs to be illegal.
So Sony literally, they tweeted out, they go, I can't believe we have to say this, but please stop blowing vape smoke into your PS5. It will break. So if you
have a lot of moisture.
Yeah. It is.
If you can't blow vape smoke into your PS5, then you aren't living.
Is that why Cyberpunk is taking so long?
Oh, Clayton liked that one.
That's how they design games now, I think.
Yeah, so I'm team PS. If I'm ever going to get the new system, it will be the PS5 for obvious reasons. It's way more gamer-friendly. A lot of cross-compat. Yes, see, Tyler agrees with me. Unfortunately, I have an Xbox right now. But I'm waiting for the system to be debugged. And I want to know if you have the PS5 currently. I want to know what your thoughts are on it and what your favorite parts of the new console are. But personally, I'm waiting. There are people selling it online for like $15,000. I shit you not. $15,000 for the digital edition as opposed to...
Oh, I saw this post of this guy. He was like, he had like a room full of PS5s.
Yeah.
Saying like, you know, $1,500 for the DVD, you know, $1,100 mm-hmm. for the digital edition. And like the next thing was like someone saying that they had like found his IP address and realized he didn't live that far away from them, so they were gonna go rob him.
Oh shit, that's terrifying. Like,
when did Ticketmaster become fucking sentient? What an asshole.
Yes. Oh my god. And it's just crazy.
This is the problem with limited releases. They are creating a secondary market.
Super annoying. Because
can we go rob him?
I mean, JC, let's talk after the podcast.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm waiting for them to debug it because no doubt there's going to be issues. I just wanted to. I'm happy waiting with my old system until they figure their shit out with the new stuff.
Yeah, I've seen they're like hitting. They're crashing so hard. They're turning off.
Yeah, and I don't. I mean, people. These gamers are on some next level. I stream, but like I'm. You know. They're charging double for the console, and then the console itself will shut down. And there's been a lot of bugs with it. I'm like, you guys, because you all, it's like a bottleneck. You're all using the same fucking console. It's gonna fucking, I don't know. Yeah. It's too new for me. I'm gonna wait a little bit.
Yeah, that's
but
good
I want to hear from those who have the new system. I want to hear from them. A friend of mine won one online and is
nice.
Obsessed with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. I'm like, don't post online because people will come and shake you down for it.
It sucks when you win something and you get upset.
I mean, so what do you think of this? Like, do you care about this controller, the PS5 controller's haptics? And like, literally, apparently the big triggers can like, they can control the resistance of the trigger and all this stuff. Like, do you care about that stuff?
I certainly do not, but I'm not the textbook gamer in that. I like all the original shit because I can dominate you with all the OG, just the basic plain Jane Xbox controller. Like, no fancy mods, nothing. So they have controllers that are like $170 that have, you know, increased sensitivity beyond, you know, normal controllers and stuff. Right. And it's kind of complex, and I think, yo, that's when you're making gaming your full-time job.
Does the Mad Cats bullshit still exist? It's been a long time since I've had a system.
The one you give your little brother?
Yes.
And the one,
the
they
one
gave
that
me.
You give it to them and you don't plug it in so that they can feel like they're playing too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my childhood with my brothers.
Yeah. No, really can you playing. Still plug a Game Shark in, though?
As well. Oh, Game Shark. Game fucking Genie. Yeah.
Game Genie, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this haptic thing kind of actually really interests me, like...
It did.
You know, I think a lot of people just kind of like overlooked the little speaker on the PS4 as being like, it really is kind of immersive. And like, you don't even necessarily realize it's doing things.
Really?
But
what does it do?
The little speaker on PS4s, like, they, you know, they program it to play like certain things. So like stuff that's like close to you or stuff that's like inside your head or whatever, like Transistor is one of the best games on the PS4, and it's like her dead, spoiler alert, her dead boyfriend talking to you But instead of being on the regular speakers, he's talking to you on the controller. Oh, so the
controller itself has a speaker.
You know, atmospheric and tinny and...
That's dope.
Blasting in your face.
I did see something someone was posting about how, like, GTA 5 is now on the PS5. And they were saying, like, the PS2 had three different Grand Theft Autos, but Grand Theft Auto 5 has had three different PlayStations. Like, they haven't updated it in 7 years.
Yeah.
They haven't released a new one in 7 years. Like, I had Grand Theft Auto 5 on my fucking Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's still, like, basically my favorite game.
Corey loves it. He's filthy at it.
Are you for real?
He's seriously filthy at it.
I played that game, like, all while I was in, like, high school, and then...
Nice.
Still played it till now.
Yeah, he fucked with me.
That game has a lot of replay value. Collecting all the alien spaceship parts, I got all 50 of them. That's a big task.
The legend.
It's the first one that I ever played through the storyline. Like, all the other ones, I would just see where I could jump cars with and then just kill cops. That was my Grand Theft Auto experience.
So, Jackie, why are you... PlayStation Master Race.
I think it's because I grew up playing PlayStation. All my favorite games are PlayStation. And Xbox was a gift, so that's like been what I've settled with. And then we got a PlayStation 4, and it all came running back. Like, Sony's the way to go. Sony's the way
never,
to go.
Xbox is limited. You never look a gift console in the mouth. That's...
Don't look at gift console.
We have squared up so many times. Just like it's like
you
the
never
iPhone
fail
too,
to disappoint.
and this is the kind of disappointment you have to look forward to. Just sign up for the Patreon, baby. I got you, boo. I got you, Jackie. Can I ask you?
Yes.
What was the game that that gave you the gaming bug? Like, what is the game that just really fucking launched you into the love of gaming?
Skull Monkeys. It was a game for the original PlayStation, and it's a game that very few people know about and have played, and it's such a good fucking game, dude. It was creepy, and it was just a dark, twisted story. It's actually a sequel to an original. I forget the original game. I gotta look it up, but I've never played the original game, but Skull Monkeys for the PlayStation is what set me into a fucking fire. That one and 007 for the N64.
Oh, of course.
Odd Job Dude was my... I had, like, such a weird crush on him.
That's a crush on Odd Job. Yeah, dude.
That's right. Judge away.
No, you can't video game lest shame. Lest I be judged.
Exactly. That game was fucking
epic. Only Judy can judge you.
That's right.
And even she's on thin ice, Judge Judy.
Well, I mean, according to the small print, technically she can't judge you either.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a team of lawyers, Judge. Come on.
So, Skull Monkeys.
But I'm sorry, I switched my answer to 0067 because the N64, the original the original GoldenEye game. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was dope. 007. For me,
it was so much fun, dude.
Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. Like
Ocarina of Time. Yes.
Oh, it was the first game that I was ever like that. I ever experienced immersion. Like, I was fucking there, man. And
hell yeah. I felt that way with World of Warcraft too. We just recently started up our World of Warcraft account again, Davis and I, and we're going to lose relationships and personal hygiene skills. That's a submersive game.
Yeah, I have been depressed, and so I've just spent about 20 something hours on the Star Wars Galaxies emulators.
Oh, word. And how is that?
Oh my god, Star Wars Galaxies is like literally the best MMO ever, period, hands down. And I mean, the fact that there are people still like, you know, reverse engineer emulating these things and there are multiple versions is insane.
My favorite like game of my childhood had to have been the original, like I'm talking PS2 Battlefront 1 and 2.
Oh yeah.
Battlefront 1 and 2, that was the best. That was peak shooter. Like
third person shooter.
Oh yeah. Third person shooter. But like it was so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. You could play it like this is before there was like really online gaming, you like game designers had to make computer controlled characters good enough to be challenging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you could play it online.
Yeah.
If anybody remembers what a pain in the ass that was to do on the PS2, I mean, that's why Xbox was like, you know, won kind of the online war, but yeah, that was insane. But the main reason those were good is because of the Galactic Conquest, right?
Yeah.
The giant strategic map of I'm going to go here, I'm going to fight this battle, I'm going to get some bonus for doing that. There's a giant board game, a giant like strategic, you know, thing that then you went and played a little third-person shooter to advance, yeah. You know?
No, it was another one, fun one. Banjo-Kazooie was another good one.
Oh yeah.
Even battles, like you could just like play as like different factions within the Star Wars universe. Like that was fucking great.
I say I don't have the time, and I've just spent dozens of hours on Star Wars Galaxies emulators, but Gran Turismo, it didn't get me into gaming, but it's like, to me, it's literally like what gaming can be. It's
Gran Turismo. You know, what was it?
Because you can play it any way you want. Like, I can just drive a 92 VW Sirocco around or whatever the hell if I want to and just kind of putt-putt around the Nürburgring, or I can, you know, do 24 hours of Le Mans or whatever. It's just amazing.
Street Fighter was another good one. I'm thinking of all these old school games where I grew up.
You lost me there. It's Tekken all the way, baby.
Okay. Dude, the Primal Rage. Fuck you.
Oh, you can. Okay, let's go.
Primal Rage. Oh, my God. The kiddies don't know Primal Rage. I played that shit in the arcade, bro.
Oh, dude. Fighting had it dinosaurs and apes. Like
I had Primal Rage on the 32X, by the way, because I was not rich, but had a 32X for some weird reason.
We're old.
Yeah.
We're old people. I just wanted to reiterate that point for you kids at home.
Oh.
But we've got Corey young people.
Corey, Jackie, Clayton, do y'all even know what a 32X is?
Yep. I am a 37X. Nope. What? I don't know. I just want to be here with you in this conversation.
So the Sega Genesis was a 16-bit console, and then they make this better? And they created a whole other console that you jammed in the cartridge slot of your Sega Genesis.
Wow.
Sounds like an excellent idea.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah, it had multiples of games for it. Like 9-ish. All
right.
But Mortal Kombat 2
on
the 32X
that's what I was thinking.
Was impeccable.
Impeccable.
So you are a PlayStation person, Jackie. Did you ever play Oddworld Abe's Odyssey?
I have to look that up because I...
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Worlds,
like, if you like strange, immersive worlds, like, Oddworld was definitely... Like, I think you would enjoy it. I mean, it's tricky as fuck. I might
have
to download it.
Have you seen... Actually...
Wait, they have it for Xbox. They have it for Xbox.
Oh, sweet.
They have it for Xbox One. Yeah,
that was weird. But they've Oddworld coming back to the PS5, I think.
Really?
Dude, yeah. I'm all for this guy.
Dude, that would be incredible. Oh.
Fearsome bounty hunter? Fuck yes. I'm going to download this ASAP, dude.
I'm telling you, you'll love it.
Hell yes. Oh, hell yeah. Stranger's Wrath, huh?
And you can fart. That's a really cool feature that Oddworld had that, like,
I'll never not laugh at a fart.
Gran Turismo did not have.
I mean, it just depends. If you're driving a Fiero, you're bound to make some like, toots here and there.
Fucking geo tracker. if you can get a geo tracker over 60 miles an hour, you might just shit.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's great. What's our wrap up here?
I don't know, but that seemed nice, right? It was okay.
Yeah. Do we want to talk
PS4?
Let's go out on an Xbox sucks.
Oh, well, we didn't have to say that now, did we? But I do hate Xbox.
Does anybody not think that the new Xbox looks like a mini fridge?
It does look like a mini fridge. I'm all for it.
The only good gaming Microsoft has is PC Master Race.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Except I don't really care. Yeah, it's PC, sure. So it runs on Windows. But like, other than that, they don't really have a hand in my gaming there. You know?
Oh, they have a hand in everything, Tyler. let me subscribe you to my conspiracy newsletter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like this whole virus thing, it was created by Bill Gates so that he could plug in a controller into your skin and track you at the same time.
Yeehaw.
He wants to install updates on Uranus.
Oh dear.
Hi, this is Vermin Supreme, and you are listening to Let This Podcast Run Your Life.
Speaking of dumb fuck conspiracy theorists, I hear that JC has an interview for us.
Ooh.
Oh, I do. Boy, ooh, howdy, have I got an interview for you. So I'm going to go ahead and cut to the fucking chase. Good evening, folks. I'm JC Cook, and tonight I have a treat for you. And we have a very special guest, allegedly. All the way from Kentucky, please welcome Senator Rand Paul. Now, please hold your applause, as it will not be necessary in this particular instance. Rand, it's so good to have you here with us tonight. How are things in your neck of the woods?
is that Rand Paul's career prospects?
Listen, you can't make fun of his dialect. Like this is this oh, wow. is Rand Paul. It you know uncut, but
uncut. I didn't know that Ron Paul was that so far against.
To answer Rand's question, there's trouble all over. I see that you appear to have pasted a lockdown beard on your face to try and appeal to the working class, at least those within the working class who have beards. Any grooming secrets you would care to share with us?
Oh, man.
Wow, that's incredibly interesting. And while I could talk about your skin condition all day, I fear we must move on. I've been saying for years that when I think of you, I start to feel mighty neighborly. For those who don't know, several years back, our friend Randy here took quite a beating at the hands of his next door neighbor. Tell me, Randall, what exactly did you do to inspire such hatred in someone who lives so close to your person? sorry to hear that, but it's understandable from my perspective. Now, we're going to have to move on to the dreaded political realm. I was wondering if you could give me a rundown of the political climate in the Republican Party since the election has come and gone. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That's unfortunate. The country appears to be truly divided. But be that as it may, I'd like to ask you to briefly summarize Donald Trump's first and apparently last term in office.
I must say, Senator Paul, that leaves a lot to be explained.
I agree. You know, he's really not. He's not being very forthcoming.
His skills are not so forthcoming.
It has indeed been disappointing. I agree with that point. No wall, no jailing of Hillary Clinton, no healthcare plan, no ending of wars, despite whatever bullshit Reason magazine has been smoking. What is the world coming to when you can't expect a failed capitalist to keep his word? Poignant. Very, very poignant. I tend to agree. Moving on, some refer to you, Rand, as Schrodinger's libertarian, or the Punxsutawney Phil of libertarianism. It seems that you like to fake the funk whenever you need those votes, but also have been quoted as saying that the label is an albatross about your neck. I want to give you a moment to pander to your alleged base and see if you can't make up for all of your terrible shortcomings. Okay, powerful stuff. Last thing, before we're out of time, let's do a little word association. I'm going to say a name, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay? Donald Trump. Good.
Never heard it pronounced that way, but yeah.
Lindsey Graham. Interesting. Yes. Okay. Mitch McConnell.
We're not talking about Mitch McConnell and Play Company.
Fair point, fair point. Joe Biden. that's a spicy take if I've ever heard one. Kamala Harris. I tend to agree there. This one might shock you. Ron Paul.
You can't say that about your own father, man.
I'm telling you, we're blowing the pan.
I need no shame.
2020's got nothing on this fucking interview. At last but not least, certainly not least, not in any of our minds, Rand Paul.
You gotta keep it.
All right. That's all the time we have for this segment. I'd like to thank Rand Paul for being a colossal sack of shit and sincerely hope that he fucks himself into oblivion. Thank you very much.
Attaboy. I love it.
Riveting.
I mean, for me, it's the potty mouth thing with that guy.
Right. You know, it's you know, he's circling the drain. He really is in his career. I'm just.
Well, that sure sounded like it was going down the tubes.
We're 13 episodes in. We've had some wonderful guests.
Yeah, he was the shittiest.
You know, Thanksgiving just passed, but I want to let y'all know how thankful I am for god-awful garbage fucking puns all the time.
Sorry, man. I mean, they're callbacks.
Yeah.
We're working on it. We're trying. We're trying.
Now that we're past Kentucky's worst, can we move on to Kentucky's finest?
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Since we're finished with Kentucky's worst, now it's time to move on to Kentucky's finest. Welcome to Cheap Hooch with Clayton Hunt. Now, if you haven't if you can't guess by now, I have already been partaking in the wonderful, beautiful cheap hooch. This is I'm starting up at the top of the list, right? Every segment from here is just going downhill because I am bringing you the ultimate, the pinnacle of cheap hooch.
Yes.
Mellow fucking corn.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. This is the fabled bottle. It has spawned cults across the internet. It is a $12.50 where I'm at. Prices may vary. bottled in bond, Kentucky straight corn whiskey. It is 100 proof. It is 50% ABV. And for a bottled in bond, it basically means that it is produced in a single distilling session, in a single distilling season. It has to be put into a single barrel in a bonded by the, you know, the government warehouse. What that means is that it has to be aged for 4 years. This is a damn good bottle of cheap hooch. And I don't know why the fuck they're selling it for so cheap as they are, but they are. It is a beautiful. For those that can see on the Zoom, it's a beautiful straw color, comparable to dehydrated piss.
It's a step up from Miller Lite, so I'm with it.
It is about 10 times stronger than Miller Lite. So I would imagine it's a step up. unlike Rand Paul, it's not from Bowling Green, it's from the beautiful Bardstown, Kentucky. It's produced at the Heaven Hill distillery. And that's part of the whole bottle and bond is it has to say the distillery and the bottling plant on the bottle, distilled and bottled at Heaven Hill Distillery. You know, and basically,
God forbid it be accused of being a bourbon.
Oh no! Let me teach you the peep game plan. So the reason why this is so. It's not, for something to be called a bourbon, right, it has to be at least 51% corn in its mash bill. And it has to be barreled in new charred oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why this is not bourbon, even though it is 80% corn, is because it is barreled in used bourbon barrels. That's it. That's the difference. Like, like the fact that they reuse the barrels to barrel this is the reason why this is not bourbon. But that's also why it's got a lighter color, because this is what bourbon would look like if they allowed it to be barreled in used barrels. Let's admit it. Most bourbons are MGP juice that is like blended together, like MGP Midwest grain products. Uh-huh. Basically, this company in Indiana to make it
inventing steaks now.
Let this podcast run your light. Shits on your invisible steak.
So to create a whiskey, a bourbon, right, is an aged spirit. So you have to distill it and then let it age for a certain amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's expensive. That's a huge upfront like investment that you can't recoup your investment for years.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't have that kind of money. So what they do is they buy pre-distilled and aged, you know, alcohol,
yeah, grain alcohol. Yeah.
You know, not even grain alcohol. Like, they will sell you bourbon. They will sell you pre-aged bourbon from some company in Indiana. And basically, you just bottle it as your own. You create some stupid fucking like fake brand and story behind it, saying, you know, you discovered this recipe in the walls of your great grandpappy's, you know, old home in Kentucky, and you just decided you're gonna make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you actually want to be honest about it, you just sell MGP juice until you have, you know, sold enough to justify your costs so that you actually, you know, can produce your own product, or you just sell it for the rest of the entire time you're working as your company and just continue buying from them.
Hmm. So I have a question. Is there a country song about corn whiskey?
There is probably quite a few about corn whiskey. I would say that there's one of the ones is about Mountain Dew. A lot of the corn whiskey that they're talking about is moonshine. I'm not a big fan of moonshine, and the thing that separates this from moonshine is that moonshine is unaged. This is aged.
Yeah.
Right. The difference between someone who's into gilfs and like R. Kelly.
What?
R. Kelly is the moonshine of sexual fetishists, I said.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think he says, if it's yellow, don't let it mellow.
Yeah.
Kiss on you.
And then he goes on to say,
this is my life. Jesus.
Well, you know, haters want to hate, lovers want to love. I don't even want none of the above. Hey, you aren't Chappelle's fan, so
I want to piss on you.
We don't do Chappelle. All right. Well, that was insightful and drunken, and we invented a state. So I would say a win on.
Nothing wrong with this.
Indiana isn't an invented state.
You said Indiana.
Yeah.
It's Indiana. It's Indiana.
Indiana.
Like, just because you're one of those.
I've never heard of Indiana either.
Liberal coastal elites doesn't mean that the heartland of America doesn't exist.
Right? Do you. Okay. Let's just talk to people from Indiana. Let's just get some of them on the phone and they'll tell you nobody wants to be there.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, Tyler.
Mike Pence just will tell you straight up that it does not exist.
Yeah. Like, Tyler, just because no one wants to live in Ohio, like, literally, more astronauts come from Ohio because everyone wants to fucking get out than any other state. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
There are people right now pulling up bricks from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway because they're too stupid to realize there's no copper in it.
You could probably get more money for the bricks from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway than you could get for the copper wire.
We'll shit on Indiana later.
Like if you meth heads in Indiana, let me give you some advice. The bricks at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are probably worth more than the copper in the walls.
that's probably
dig those up.
Probably true.
Sell those for meth. You will get way more meth than you would get for copper.
Let this podcast run your life. Shits on your state.
Let this podcast run your life. Shits on your state.
Shits on your state.
Shits on your state.
Where's shit on your stand?
All right. So I'm throwing a dart at the board right now.
Oh, wow.
Ka-chunk.
Ka-chunk.
And it hit Ohio.
That's how you know it's a real dart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That's the sound that dart. I didn't know this ahead of time.
What a fucking state to shit on.
Already.
So, first of all, have any of you ever been to Ohio?
God willing, I never will.
Ohio.
I have been to Ohio once.
Is it really round on the end and high in the middle?
Oh my God.
I've been to Cincinnati, and sadly, I did not get to see Harambe.
Oh,
which
oh,
wait, speaking right. of Cincinnati, Ohio. Isn't that in Indiana?
Speaking of Cincinnati, ooh, killed Harambe, so Ohio, you're already starting off behind the ball.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You killed Harambe. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Ohio.
Yeah.
Harambe dead in Ohio.
Not only that, but did you know that the flag of Ohio is the only non-rectangular U.S. flag? Because these dipshits can't even make a fucking rectangle, man.
Right? Jesus. Dude, math is hard, okay?
That's true.
Well, their state motto is, with God, all things are possible.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck is that shit?
So maybe they were just relying a little bit on that too much.
Hold on. Let's focus on this, yeah. Okay? In a state where your cities are Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, and Toledo.
Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo.
God,
holy Toledo.
In all things, God forsaketh Ohio.
Yes. Well, we give Cleveland a pass because of Bone Thugs and Harmony. But.
Okay. Wow. I have two words that sum up Ohio. Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That's it. Mike dropped.
Yeah. That's true. Talking about what the city looks like.
Dude, the Wright brothers are from Ohio. And they hated it so much that they quit selling bicycles and invented a fucking plane so they could get the fuck out of their factory. Because
everyone wants to get out of Ohio.
Yeah, it was really hard to travel back then.
It really was.
They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, you know, includes such luminaries as One Hit Wonder you've never heard of. That
Kaja Goo Goo?
Well, not even... Yeah, like, they're just fucking... They're just like, oh, yeah, I guess. Sure, come on in.
What the fuck is a skinny puppy? I mean, we got to talk about the captain and fucking Tennille here.
Yeah, right. The captain, like, Tennille. Yeah.
Now, there's a rock star.
Right.
This one goes out to all the muskrats out there.
Oh, my God.
Like I said... Parents, grandparents, I got you, boo-boo.
I'm pretty sure ABBA is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And they're not even from America.
I'll bet, like, if they knew that they'd be going to Ohio, they would have reconsidered.
It's exactly like America to name something that has nothing to do with what it is. But Ohio, they name their cities exactly what they are. Like, every name in Ohio just makes you think of, like, trash and shit. Like, Cincinnati just sounds like I don't want to go to that place.
Like,
it's
just
it's evocative.
Honestly, Michigan got the best deal of the Toledo Wars. Like, they kept that fucking, they got the Upper Peninsula and said, fuck all this nonsense. You can have it, Ohio.
Yeah. The LP held a freaking convention in Columbus in, like, 2012, and,
yeah.
I mean, they got Gary Johnson out of the deal, so yeah, you can figure what Columbus is like.
That's very true. Oh,
I mean, they named a city for Columbus.
Yeah, there's that whole thing.
Seven U.S. presidents were born in Ohio, and they in Ohio.
Ohio.
So, I think I caught a contact from the last segment. Seven U.S. presidents were born in Ohio, and they all sucked. Except for William Henry Harrison, who was the best president that ever lived for 30 days.
Yeah. Exactly. Best president ever, William Henry Harrison, because he was from Ohio and he had the dignity to die in office. Yeah,
exactly. So that's one in the win column, Ohio. Yeah. But
so y'all know they call it the Buckeye State, right? Do you know what a Buckeye is?
It's a nut.
Yeah, it's a worthless nut.
It's a nut.
It's inedible. It's a worthless
nut. It's
nut.
A nut, and they call it the Buckeye State, and they go, Buckeye State, every time they hear fucking Buckeye State. It's a fucking nut, dude.
So Tyler, it's a worthless state. Nut. So you're calling them a bunch of jerk-offs?
I'm calling them a bunch of nut-offs.
What?
Pretty much. A worthless nut. I get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nut job. Well,
do you understand that in my newfound religion, there is no such thing as a worthless nut? In cum, all things are possible.
This is true.
Oh.
You know, but Ohio also has an appreciation for irony because Goodyear Tires was founded in Ohio, and no one in Ohio has ever had a Goodyear.
That was a good one.
Oh my god.
I hear they are talking about changing their state motto though to "It could be worse, you could live in Missouri."
Yeah. Oh, Missouri.
They also have the second cheapest cost of car insurance per year, which is great if you're trying to fucking drive out of there.
They're still working on the paving the highways part.
Which also brings me to the fact that they have the second largest concentration of Amish people living in the U.S.
Yay!
Because they can't drive out of there.
I'm loving it. Oh, my God. So fucking funny.
Well, JC, you have to understand, they only have the second highest concentration of Amish people because it takes such a long time for a horse and buggy to leave that fucking state.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you even imagine, the Amish like, we're setting there. Out from Pennsylvania to find the new world.
Right.
And you make it as far as Ohio.
You know, the fucking people, the Amish in Ohio got the shit end of the stick when it comes to Rumspringer.
You leave the community. Hey, where are you going? Ohio. Yeah. Whoa, great.
We'll go watch the Cavaliers.
I'm going to the biggest city in the state, and everything closes at 9 o'clock.
Let's go watch the Cavaliers.
Oh man.
Dude, I mean, they voted Trump. I laughed at that too, again. Eric, funny. Like, again. You are a swing state, and you've decided that this is our future. They probably are breeding anarchists for this simple fact. Like, these people just, like, they're nihilists, really.
They have been for years, Tyler. They have been for years.
Please end
Ohio.
It.
Like, you just want, you just want everything to end.
You know, about half of the U.S. population is within 500 miles of Ohio, which really shows why we have the political system that we have. Like, you gotta pump those numbers up. Get the fuck away from that train wreck of a state.
Like, when Salt Lake City exists and you are the butt of America's jokes, you have a real problem on your hands.
Which is funny because they call it the heart of America.
I guess America's on life support.
I mean,
what do they eat there? Like fried mac and cheese or some shit? Like, and something they call chili that's really not chili at all?
They put it on their spaghetti. It's fucking ridiculous.
Spaghetti?
Well, see, I remember they are known for their very famous Cincinnati chili dogs.
Oh, are they?
If you haven't found the wonderful Urban Dictionary kids, now's the time.
Oh, let's not forget about the Cleveland Steamer, which is
oh my god,
that's actually their biggest export, I think.
Oh. it's appropriately named because that place is a toilet.
The Germans love them.
Oh no, bad advice.
Ooh. So, are there musical bands from Ohio?
I bet Nickelback's from Ohio.
Oh God, no wonder. Okay,
pretending.
I mean, yeah.
Ohio players are great. P Funk. Most of those guys are P Funk. Bootsy.
True. Yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. I mean, Lazy, Crazy, Busy, Wish, and Flesh. So that's five things they really got right. But then they left and went to California because...
Right. And made two albums.
Yeah. It was three albums, thank you. I saw them in concert and they were great.
Afghan Whigs. They were a great band from...
Holy hell. Blast from
Bootsy Collins is from Ohio.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. It's here's one. Did you know that Avon, Ohio is the duct tape capital of the world? And they still can't hold their economy together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Frankie Yankovic, who is the Polk King of America. Polk King of America.
Ooh. Oh.
Is he like Weird Al's brother? Is Weird Al from
Probably his father.
That would totally make sense.
Wouldn't make sense, wouldn't it?
Wendy's is from Ohio, which makes sense because, you know, of course they can't make a fucking round burger.
Their flag is round and their burgers are square. Yeah,
no shit.
That's fucking funny, dude.
They can't make a round burger.
Oh, wow.
This will really put us on the map where people forget what fucking Ohio is all the time. Like, I think the studies show like 75% of Americans can't point Ohio on a map.
And lucky them.
And, like, if you ask Brits about, like, to point out Ohio on a map, they're like, what the fuck is Ohio?
What's in Ohio?
Yeah.
21 Pilots is from Ohio.
Oh, I actually... No.
We're no longer allowed to admit we like bands from Ohio. Were there any great authors from Ohio?
Well, fuck them too.
Yeah. No shit. Great answer.
Yeah. Let's travel the great American trail of fuck Ohio.
Fuck them too.
I believe there are signs up all over the place.
The wonderful Rascal Flatts is from Ohio.
That makes sense. You know, if life were a highway, I'd get the fuck out of there.
All right, so we've had our fun. Ohio people, we love you.
Well,
your state sucks. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
makes me so angry.
That's funny.
Oh, one last thing though. So, do you know how Ohio got its name?
Oh, hi ho.
Wow.
Something very close to that. It's actually,
I made myself laugh on that
one. So from far enough away, lots of people in Ohio look fairly attractive. So you're like, oh, hi. And then you get closer.
That's pretty funny. Oh, hi.
I thought Dan was Faust, I just want to apologize in advance. I'm sorry that you have to live there.
I thought it was from the indigenous people that were there.
Right? Well, maybe. Yeah. Oh, then that's the case. Sure. You guys are cooler than the people who currently live in Ohio.
So we do apologize to those of you in Ohio.
Yeah, you're just a target.
And those of you in Indiana and in Hawaii.
Hawaii,
yeah, we fucked up.
Did you know that
Hawaii?
If there's ever a tornado in Cleveland, that the residents are encouraged to seek shelter in the Cleveland Browns Stadium because there's no chance for a touchdown there.
I love you, Clayton.
Jeez.
Burn.
All right. And with that fucking Fox News Sunday special.
Fucking Shepard Smith incarnate.
Oh, my God.
We will call it a night and let everybody know.
Ooh.
You can get all this and it will get better. We promise it will get better.
No promises, but yes, we promise.
It only gets better.
You are not going to want to miss the episode where we roast Hawaii.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Indiana. Hawaii.
And then we're going to spend a whole episode spelling Mississippi.
Yeah. And Massachusetts.
Just saying ISS over and over again.
Just hit it on repeat. That was a good ending. That's good stuff.
But yeah, all this and more will be available to you. The store's up. Go to vermintsupreme.com/shop. Patreon.com/vermintsupreme. Join the Patreon. Get all this stuff. Get other stuff.
Dope.
You can get my respect. It's worth way more than all that other shit.
Be a cool Discord person. We'll all be there for you to chat with.
Shenanigans.
Friggin' rad.
With that, y'all want to go out on what?
How about bone, 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 bone. Maybe I'm still stuck on. See, now I'm getting your baby mama to listen to the show. I tell you, I've got.
I'm your grandmama's baby mama's baby mama's baby mama. Yeah,
grandma's baby mama's mama.
Me, my mama, my mama. All right, we're done.
All right, we're going to go out on.
Hell yeah.
No. No, I think we should go out on.
If you
who is Alex there. Trebek?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't know. We'll go out on. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.